I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, our final installment in the series, This I Believe. But first, the new sound of cultural diplomacy. For more than 50 years, the State Department has sought out American musicians to travel the world as U.S. cultural ambassadors, from the jazz of Benny Goodman and Dizzy Gillespie. To the classical works of pianist Van Cliburn and composer George Gershwin. Joining the ranks of these artists is the multicultural salsa, merengue, hip-hop, funk band Ozo Motley.
Press record, cause here less is more than before. Everything in the store costs a quarter. Faster forward, get a camera recorded. Now there's a berry that's born on every corner.
In 2007, the Grammy Award-winning band from Los Angeles became the State Department's choice to serve as musical ambassadors. Ozo Motley has just accepted a second mission. They will be traveling across East Asia. Joining us here in our Washington, D.C. studios to talk about it are Will Dog Abers, Raul Pacheco, and Jiro Yamaguchi. Gentlemen, thank you all for coming.
Thanks for having us.
I feel very special, surrounded by so many of you fine gentlemen.
Cool,
that you
man.
All took the time to come down here.
We feel special as well.
The song we just heard is Believe. Raul, do you want to tell us what the song's about?
Yeah, that song was something that came out on a few records ago. It was on a record called Street Signs. And it was really kind of our response to the kind of division that was happening after the attacks on the World Trade Center. Because we felt that kind of the whole vilification of a certain culture, a certain type of people was uncalled for in response. And we've always seen music as a way for us to both just bring people together and for us to actually be open to one another and to make statements.
Jiro, when you were approached by the State Department, did you have any disagreement about whether to take on this assignment?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's kind of funny for us because, you know, just calling ourselves cultural ambassadors is kind of a funny thing. You know, we didn't come into this.
I don't have to call you Excellency.
it's kind of our joke now. You know, we came into the parking lot here and we were like, tell them we're cultural ambassadors. And, we have been very vocal about our politics. And, you know, we're very against the war, you know, and we are very anti-Bush. So, and this was during the Bush era. And when they came to us, it was kind of like, huh? You know, it was definitely a question.
Well, Doc, want to add anything on that? I was particularly curious if, given that you've got your first assignment as cultural ambassadors during the Bush administration, like a lot of artists, you have not been shy about expressing points of disagreement.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
I guess what I want to add to what Jiro was saying is the inner workings of the band. And it wasn't an easy decision to come to. No, we had a lot of internal conversation, turmoil, if you will, arguments. And I think, you know, the discussion continues now. You know, in a way, it's like us being Americans and going around the world, we are showing who we are. We're not apologetic in any way. We don't hide our politics anywhere that we go. So in a way, it's good for people to see around the world that there's an administration in place, and then there's the individuals in place, and we're a part. I'm proud of what we spread around the world.
I want to play an excerpt from a song from an earlier album that you recently remixed. I know you'll know what it is. It's called Love and Hope, and it's remixed with lines from campaign speeches by now President Barack Obama. Here it is.
It's not ignoring the enormity of the task ahead or the roadblocks that stand in our path. It's not sitting on the sidelines. Hope is that thing inside us. We've been asked to pause for a reality check. We've been warned against offering the people of this nation false hope.
Jiro, you know, this particular speech was also put to music by will.i.am. It's a song called Yes We Can. And I was wondering, what is it about that speech that inspires artists, particularly musical artists, to play around with. And I also wondering, is it different going on the second tour with a president who I presume that you like a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, you know, his words are very inspirational. He's a great speaker. And, you know, I mean, even while we were in other countries during the last administration, when the elections were coming up, like we were in Indonesia, and there was such an excitement around the world for Obama. There were just like, there were T-shirts, there was like all kinds of things. There was a lot of talk about it. And so, yeah, it's going to be interesting to go back now in a different context.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with members of Oso Motley, Raul Pacheco, Jiro Yamaguchi, Will Dog Abers, and we're talking about their past State Department tour and their upcoming State Department tour. Will Dog, it's a new administration, but a lot of the issues that were present when you first traveled abroad are still going on. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are still going on, and now we've got this global economic crisis, which a lot of people around the world lay at the U.S. door. They say, you know, it started here because of U.S. policy.
It did.
I'm wondering, are you at all concerned about how you're going to be received? Do you have any special message to carry at this time?
You know, there's a big optimism in the country now, you know, and it remains to be seen how it's going to play out. It kind of gave us, maybe the shivers,
in a good way?
Evil shivers, I guess. When I would hear, like, you're working for the Bush administration, you know, it kind of, you know, shook us up a little bit as a band. So I think it might be a little easier now. I know for us, when we go to these countries and we're, you know, we go to orphanages all around the world and bring our message, you know, Oso Motley's message to them, and what we get back in return and what you hear in our music, it speaks volumes. Like what we're able to put out after we go to these countries, it's, you know, incredible.
It's interesting for me, I think, as a journalist, because when you go overseas, you are seen in many ways always as a representative of your country. Even if you don't necessarily, you say, well, I'm coming as a journalist to observe. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a neutral in a way. And I think perhaps artists feel the same way. And yet it's inevitable.
I think that's part of the privilege of being, you know, a Yankee, if you will. You know, we have the world passport in a way where we can go anywhere we want. But with this world passport, it kind of gives it's a responsibility.
What do you think you've learned from this experience, Your Excellency?
Well, thank you. You'll get used to that. Don't keep saying that.
Yeah, please. My head's growing as we speak. Can you see it? You know, my stepfather at one time told me, you know, when I was growing up and just deciding to become a musician, that this guitar is going to take you around the world. And it did. And it's amazing what it's done. You know, me being a high school dropout, not a lot of options other than being a white man, which is big in the States.
People call that the universal passport.
There it is. It is. That is a universal passport. You know, it's taken me to places like beyond my imagination. And I've developed into a person that I never thought that I could even be or I even was. And part of that has been the help of being able to go to, you know, Nepal and India and, you know, seeing the world in a different way.
Raul, you know, you all started out, and I want to ask each of you this too, what you've learned from these experiences too, but you started out as a local LA band, you performed at political rallies and supported local causes. How about I play a little homage to LA?
All right.
You know what it's going to be, right?
Yeah, I think so.
City of Angels.
That's it.
Let's do this.
That's it.
I let the beat talk, then I just fill in the words. It's Jabalani that you dealing with. My hood is tough like it's cover lane. So in the bucket, I bump behind Mac in the gutter lane. I write raps when I feel a pain, or even sorrow. But you heard it before, the sun'll come out tomorrow, or so they say. But see, we living in LA, and what you thought was the sun was just a flash from the game. You stashing your weed in the passenger seat of the Regal with the gold feet. Watch your back, little homie, got a loaded Mac on Figueroa. Just got a new girl, it's like we finna show her. But slow down, baby, gangsta. You ain't prepared for the truth. You got him and it's gonna happen to you. Ain't gotta live how your homie do. Just work the angles. The city I'm from is Los Angeles. Come on.
You like it? You like it?
I like this
That's
song.
Right.
Love it.
City
love
of
Angels it.
From Don't Mess with the Dragon. Raul, what about that? You've got this international profile now. Is it still important to keep that LA connection, or is it just one of those things where your experiences just take you where they take you?
I think, you know, we're open to influences, but we're from L.A. You know, we grew up in these neighborhoods, different neighborhoods, and as a collective, I think we're able to represent that city even more. We're proud of where we're from, you know, and I think part of why we're proud is just the struggles as much as the joy that we have there. You know, it's like there's a lot of places we can go and just have that comfort of being home, you know.
What do you think you've learned from being a cultural ambassador? How do you think it's changed you?
I mean, I think the most important thing is I feel is an instinct that we've always had, is that people are good everywhere you go, and that most of us have things that are way more in common than different. And I think it just confirmed that feeling that I've always had. It's kept me open. There's plenty of people who do wrong, sure. That's part of being human. But I think in general, most people are really, really trying to do well.
Your Excellency.
This is not Will Dog. This is Jiro, the other cultural ambassador. Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with Raul. In a way, it's kind of a dream come true. I mean, not necessarily the cultural ambassadorship, but being able to play in a band and travel the world, you know, and play music and meet other musicians from other places and not knowing how to speak to them, but being able to communicate. You know, that's a really big pleasure for me.
And finally, I wanted to ask, all of us don't have that experience. We either don't have the skill or the opportunity or the means to have these kinds of experiences. What message can you bring back from these travels that you can share with us?
Yeah, I mean, I have to reiterate what Raul is saying, is that we're all the same, you know, and we're all trying to do the same thing, which is just to, you know, live a good life.
Well, good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Jiro Yamaguchi, Raul Pacheco, Will Dog Abers, members of Ozo Motley. They are preparing for their second U.S. State Department tour as America's cultural ambassadors. They were kind of to stop by our Washington, D.C. studio. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
What should we go out on?
What do we
have? Oh, no. 15 minutes to debate it.
Let's go out on after
party. After party. Let's do it. After party. Ozo Motley. Thank you all.